That was easy. I'd seen one of those for a while, and I clicked the big red button, just kind of made me smile.
All right, let me see what my levels look like before I switch off mentally.
Okay.
And there, right about there.
So, let me tell you a story. When we were going to Hershey yesterday, we're cruising up on 322. We're out past where you turn off to go to Tussie Bump. Like, so we're heading out that way. Suddenly, every car in front of us is at a dead stop from 55 to zero. So, the car in front of us comes screeching to a halt. We come to a screeching halt behind them. The car behind us makes all kind of screeching brake noises behind us to the point where I actually pulled off to the right behind, like to the side of the car in front of me to not get hit.
Okay.
And we're like, why is the highway at a dead stop all of a sudden? We got further down the road and it was almost the, 10,000 pounds of bananas issue. On the road was like a trailer, semi-trailer, which was filled with like burned bananas and cucumbers. And like somehow the inside of the trailer had caught fire and the food on the inside was visible from the side and all burned in black.
So there was a truck hauling produce,
yeah,
and the inside of the cab, not the cab, inside the of the trailer caught fire and all the veggies caught, or all the produce caught fire?
Yes.
Wow.
And yet somehow side of the truck was no longer there because I could see the veggies as we drove by it.
I'm sorry that happened. I'm secretly entertained.
Now, what's even more bizarre is, we get past that. On our way back, they're still cleaning it up. Like, it's still down to, like, single lane as they're, like, trying to scrape off burned goo and stuff still off the road and get the road repaired. Like, the truck is gone.
Sure.
But they're still trying to fix the asphalt and stuff. Yet somehow I could not find any record of this happening on the news today. Like, I couldn't find a website. I couldn't find any, like, accident blotter. Like, I could not find that this existed anywhere but in my brain and Erica's brain. Because we both saw it. And we saw it on our way home. Can't find any record that this existed.
Craig and Erica have now officially had so little sleep that they're imagining semi-trailers of flaming produce.
Yeah, like the fire was out when we went by. It's just everything was black and burned. But we're like, what is going on? But yeah, it was something. I need to get back to the general chat here. All right. Anything else before we start? Oh, it's not even 9 o'clock yet. Holy smokes.
Yeah,
I kind of went a little early on that. But
I was going to say it's well after 9. It is not. That story did not take that long, apparently.
And nobody's joined the channel yet.
Old man was
in
there.
Is it open?
Oh. Man, I just looked and there was nobody there.
He's been there for minutes.
Hey, old man Sartop for the win.
He was in there when Ian was still cursing up a storm.
Who's put that in like 11 and a half hours of work today. This is the competency level you should expect.
No, you clearly said that you went and took a nap.
Okay, that's true.
I was up at 4 and went to the office.
And then took a nap?
No. And then worked all day. And I had to do 2 interviews today, and one of them just didn't show up.
It's always a good first impression.
Yeah.
That's a bold move, Cotton. See if it pays off.
Yeah, we're all sitting there and waiting. HR is calling him on his phone. No, Ant doesn't want to answer his phone. Just didn't show up. I'm like, oh, okay then.
Cool.
You could have just told us you didn't want the job. I mean, that would have been fine. I could have not wasted my time waiting for you. Apparently, the old man also started at 5 o'clock today. Blame Ray. He's starting it early. His brother's starting early. Man.
I don't know if that's early for him.
Oh, is that normal?
I don't know. Oh. I know he goes to work early.
God help you.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
Yeah. This was on US 322 East. 4 a.m. on Fridays? That's even worse. Ugh.
Yeah, I can't genuinely recall the last time I've been awake for 2:30 a.m. through 6 a.m. It's been, there might be some outliers where I was, traveling or something bizarre happened, but.
Yeah, normally it's bed by 2 at the latest.
Yes, by 2, and I'm not intentionally waking up before 7.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's madness.
I mean, I get up at 6:30 most days, so, but.
Right, but you have somewhere to be.
Yeah, but I usually, go to bed at 10, so.
I'm like a do-nothing drifter who has to coerce his son at 3:30 in the afternoon to please put on some clothes and stop wearing jammies all day. And then he's like, but why? I'm like, you know what? I don't know. I'm sorry. You can just keep them on.
Because I don't want you to grow up to be one of those kids who's walking around town in a onesie. when you're a teenager, son. That's why.
That is just wrong.
Yeah, if you're walking downtown with a onesie and cat ears, I've done something wrong as a parent. Ah, oh, dang it, I didn't fix the dates in the script.
I also like that apparently you accidentally hit caps lock at some point when you were trying to hit shift, and that placement got you more dough and Loki shards.
Well, you know, you'd always want more dough than less dough. I don't want less dough. That sounds terrible. Baron Lesto. And also call 1-800-ASK-LESCO for the people who are really old and remember those commercials.
Carl?
Do you remember those, Ian?
What's that?
The 1-800-ASK-LESCO? Do you remember the guy who used to show up on infomercials dressed up like the Riddler?
Yes.
Yes, that was Lesko. And he would say, you know, call 1-800-ASK-LESCO.
Oh, right. And then he would send you a book on how to make money?
How to grift from the government on some unknown grant programs.
I'll tell you how to steal it.
Yes.
Yes.
He's like, it turns out if you tell the government that you're raising ants in your backyard for science, you can make like $100. Oh, and before we start the show, finally, Ian, how's your dad? I hear he was back at work.
I didn't know he was missing from work.
Oh, I thought Erica told me he was like on his deathbed.
Nope, that was my mom.
She clearly told me it was your dad. Okay.
Oh, well. It was a miscommunication because she texted me and said, Ian, how's your mom doing? I hope she's well.
All right. Well, how's your mom doing then?
She could be much better. I don't know.
Okay.
She has AFib. They said, you have AFib. A massive clot has developed.
Oh, no.
Please take this medicine for a month. Yeah. It will dissolve the clot. And then when you get back here after a month, we'll shock your heart back into rhythm and you should be good to go.
Oof.
Yeah. I said, okay, that doesn't seem, you know, I'm not, you know. Obviously, that's not the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Equally, however, I'm not anticipating my mom's imminent demise.
Okay, well, that's good.
She'll probably survive this. She seems well. She was in good spirits. She's home now.
Okay.
She's reconnecting with her dogs. They missed her. My dad is exactly where you left him.
Okay. Yeah, I was under the impression that it was him that was sick, and then I was like, oh, yeah, and they're like, oh, I said, you know, and so, somehow he came up, and I'm like, wait, he's back to work? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, wait, I thought he was in the hospital. And they're like, no. And I went, okay. There you go.
Yeah, nope, he's good. All's well. Thanks for asking, though.
All right, is it well past after 9? Oh, it's well past after 9 now.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
All right.
We were ahead of the game, and now we're sunk.
Yep. way late. True Believers, welcome to the 339th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Craig, we got Ian, we got Ray. Hello.
Hello.
Word.
This is 518 through 525, and you know what year it is. Over in your 5-day 4-star crash!
Flaming vegetables!
Wasn't really quite 5 days this time because it was all sorts of messed up this week. But in theory, on 5/12, you had Echo. Did you Echo your way to victory?
No. No, 1-1-1 Echo's not doing anything.
No. No.
No.
Yeah, I think I ended up... Yeah, I think I won that one by doing the... what's the super punch? Danny Rand's punch.
Oh, yeah. The Iron Fist of Kun Lun.
Well, whatever the 3-star Danny Rand is, that version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
His punching power is his purple. Sometimes it generates black, sometimes it punches you in half.
Yeah.
So she punched for me, but I just fired off things as I got them, and it worked out, so.
All right. On the 17th was your 2099 Spider-Man versus Vulture. How'd that go?
I didn't try that yet. I didn't even know that was on. I thought something else was going on.
Oh, there was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't remember. Let me check my infographic because
was it Captain
Miguel
Marvel
is not
again?
Someone I'm aware of. Oh yeah, I'm I don't have as good powers, I imagine. Yellow's probably not his strongest power, but 252 will probably get it done. Vulture's strong, though, as long as I...
You gotta hoard all the black, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if you take away the black, you'll be okay. If, however, he makes a bunch of black matches, then you're in trouble.
Oh, no, I just looked at the infographic. Did the Pens blow a 3-game lead to the Rangers?
They did.
And lost?
They did.
Ugh. Ugh. I don't even like hockey, and I'm disgusted.
On the 22nd, are you more disgusted by the Blob versus something?
Sort of. I love the use of a picture of a blobfish in place of my non-existent blob.
Yeah.
But I'm also disgusted by that picture of said blobfish.
Yeah, there's nothing like watching one of those be, you know, dissected on Iron Chef, you know, when that's the mystery ingredient. And I'm like, yeah, oh, that's nasty. Yeah.
I heard what you just said, but for some reason in my mind, I heard it in Cleveland Brown's
voice.
That's
correct, yeah. Oh, that's nasty.
Yeah.
So there was also some mystery, some crashes here. Before the 2099 Spider-Man, we think it was a rerun of Black Cat. And then, was it yesterday that Big Pun was back up there for a little bit? So if you caught those and did them, you still got the tokens.
Sweet.
As extra ones.
I can't know for sure, but maybe. I feel like I got at least one of those. Black Cat fights Dr. Octopus, doesn't she? I snagged that token for sure.
All right.
That's why I was surprised to see 2099 versus Vulture. I was like, wait a minute. Didn't I just do Black Cat 5 minutes ago? Well, surprises.
Supplies!
That movie's excellent.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I saw Carol in there somewhere. Jeff has confirmed. There was a Punisher versus Carol as well.
Yeah. All right, well, moving on from all that confusion. In Storyland, Infernal Pursuit is running. That'll get you Luke Cage, your 2099 Spider-Man, some Heimdall shards. Placement there was Black Knight and Crystal. Now, after that, it gets pseudo-sketchy. The next story should be Deadpool versus MPQ, and you will get the new character in placement there. That should be followed up by Lost in Time, where you get the new character in progression there. And the Welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. will run, which will get you shards for that new character and tokens to their and friend's vault. I have no more details than that. Still in your Morris Day and the Time season, you've got Please Stand By is going on. They get you Thanos, Elektra, Mordo, and some Loki. That's followed up by Too Many Sorcerers, where the new character's shards will be in there. And then the new character's event is called Acrobatic Assault. And I don't even know how to pronounce that word that I typed. Toexins will be in the vault.
You get some toe skin to put in that vault?
Yeah, Toekinsons.
Toe skin.
Well, I mean, to your benefit, you got all the right letters. They're just really not in the right order.
And it's kind of dyslexied up a bit.
Right. If I saw that, I would finish Wordle in at least two.
All right, let's move to the news. Hey, we got a new character. The clue was Black Blade Origins.
Oh. Well, you guys already heard my very wrong guess earlier. But in case you weren't in the room, I didn't know what the Black Blade was. I thought it was the sword that the Black Knight carried. And last time I found out that his blade was made from a reforged star. So the origin of that, in my mind, was a Shattered Star. So Shattered Star was the new character. I'm not right.
I would have preferred Shattered Star. It turns out, however, Ian, that the basis of this is a sword called the Black Blade of Baghdad, which had imprisoned inside of it the ancient sorcerer Black Razor, which was accidentally freed by the guy who then trapped the soul of this guy inside of him and turned into the guy we know as Puck from Alpha Flight.
Oh, that was a long... Did this blade have something to do with why Puck is so short?
Yes.
So he was cut down by this blade, and by cut down, I mean... I understand that Puck exists. I understand that Alpha Flight exists. I understand that Puck gets his strength from his increased density due to his tiny size. But I didn't realize it was caused by that.
Yeah, Puck went from being 6'6" to 3'6".
Okay.
So, in 1930-something. No, because Puck was born in 1914, so Puck's very old. Him and Wolverine should sit around and exchange, like, old man stories.
Right? They both seen a lot.
Except Wolverine doesn't remember any stories.
Well, that's true. He does forget most of his past, but, you know, he's got the old part. So Puck, who apparently has a real name of Eugene Judd. That's a sad name.
Yeah.
Gene Judd. He's a four-star of the red, green, and black variety. His red power is hockey pun. It is slap shot for six red. Deal some damage. If there are two or more friendly black projectiles on the board, also stun the target for one turn. The damage goes up, but the length of stun does not. That's kind of sad. I really wish that stun would go up to at least two or three turns, right? The green power, eight green, spin to win. Here's another spin tiles on the board power. In sequence, rotate the surrounding eight tiles of three randomly selected tiles in the same row, dealing damage whenever Puck makes a match. So that's interesting to see. Have to see how that, you know, plays out.
I've been up for a long time, but I have no idea what you just said.
I feel so much better. Like, I expect to be left out of this conversation, but the fact that you're confused makes me feel... because as soon as Craig started talking, I was like, when this guy gets to the Always Sunny segment, I'm not going to talk about him.
All right, three randomly selected tiles in the same row. So three tiles get randomly selected.
Okay.
The eight tiles around those three random tiles will rotate. If any matches come out of that, damage ensues.
Okay.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to have to use that to see how that actually, like, works out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it would be similar to, like, Big Wheel's red power.
A little bit, yeah.
His green power is called Inner Demon for six black. Create two strength black projectiles. If Puck has less than 50% health, he creates four instead. Passively, when damaged for over 15% of his health, the demon cage within Puck is released from its prison, destroying a random row of tiles and dealing damage to the enemy team. At level 5, you're creating 3 or 5 strength 35 black projectiles. The passive is doing 1,500 to the enemy team. Maxing those is 69 and 2993. So not a boatload of damage coming on there.
But he's a 4-star, so...
Yeah.
And cheap. Like, 6 red, 6 black. Even the green is 8.
Yeah. Let's see. Release schedule. We talked about Deadpool versus Lost in Time, Welcome Shield, blah, blah, blah. In the offers, the Puck and Friends Vault running the 19th to the 27th, 80 items. One Puck, one Silk, one random 4-star in there. So there you go. More Alpha Flight. Still not, what's the good one? Vindicator? And,
I don't know. Is that the robot? Sasquatch is the good one. Everybody knows that.
It is true. You do like Sasquatch. Now, what was the robot guy? Was that Box or something? I don't know. I'm not super up
Vindicator?
On... Yeah. Well, Vindicator was the leader, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about Alpha Flight. They've got Sasquatch on their team. That's all I ever needed to know.
Yeah, I mean, how many Canadian superheroes do you really need? The answer is not many. Not many.
A lot. Big country. They need help.
But I like Big Country because that guy was awesome. I liked him a lot. Underrated Big Country.
Overrated, if anything.
Well, that's really true. But I enjoyed him.
Yeah, me too.
Anything else in the news?
I don't know. Yeah, these last couple weeks have been... I don't want to be an alarmist and say they're concerning.
I did put in the...
I also would not be that surprised if I walked into the D3 offices and just saw the meme of the dog where everything's on fire behind him and he goes, this is fine.
I did put in the chat earlier that... There's currently a marketing position available at D3 Go, so apparently they need some help. They're at the Bandai Namco Entertainment webpage. But it's a member of the Marketing Digital Operations Department. So if you know anybody who lives anywhere near Encino and wants to work for D3 Go.
Besides Pauly Shore?
That's right. And it apparently appears that they're working from home mostly. You only got to beat the office 2 days a week.
Nice.
So... But you have to have excellent writing skills with public speaking and verbal presentation. So hopefully you can write something on a webpage and tell us what's going on in this game. All right, if we got no other news, we can move on.
Do it!
All right, this week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Carnage kills his dad.
That sounds like something that would happen. See what I can tell you about 5-star Prophet of Null Carnage. He appears to be a green, red, and black character, very similar to Puck, but in no way similar to Puck. His green ability, of course it is. His green ability is Red-Eyed Monster.
Yep. Doesn't that bite your butt?
A little bit.
No.
But not in a good way. But I'm going to deal with it because it's not a big deal and not important. For 9 green AP, Carnage destroys 4 random tiles. Destroyed tiles do not generate AP. It's got a passive component that says whenever you match or destroy a strike, attack, or protect tile, create 1 strength 31 friendly attack tile. And then that ramps up to destroy 7 tiles and create 55 friendly attack tiles. Strength 55 friendly attack tiles. Okay. I'm sure that scales up in a very effective way that I'm just not understanding. Red is Blood Feud. It costs 6 red AP. Carnage deals 1,215 damage to the enemy and steals 278 health from allies. If Carnage's team has 5 or more special tiles, deal an additional 347 damage to the enemy team. Let's see. That damage scales up to 2,083, 625 additional damage to the enemy team if you have 4 or more special tiles. Lastly, Null and Void. Black passive. If there are 4 or more enemy special tiles at the start of his turn, make a match and create 1 strength 31 friendly strike tile. Otherwise, create 2 strength 56 enemy attack tiles. That scales up to strength 79 friendly strike tiles, and strength scales down to strength 49 enemy attack tiles. You guys seem like, Ray especially, someone who would use Carnage and can tell me more.
I don't really like Carnage.
Sorry, I read his powers, and I have been beaten savagely by Carnage on many occasions, right, and have learned to fear him. But this is teaching me the lesson of, because just reading these powers, I'm like, I don't understand what he does. Like, what's the point of this character? He sounds terrible.
So,
because I know he's not terrible. I think he might even be somewhere between good and excellent.
Where the piece that I think we're missing is the fact that his match damage is really high, and it doesn't take very long for him to start making a match at the beginning of his turn and at the end of his turn. And it's just, it's so much damage so quick. And if he gets a couple cascades, which he always seems to, yeah, it's just, it's really strong. His powers, they're kind of dangerous, but it's that match damage. It's just, it's killer. At least that's been my experience.
Yeah. Okay. That's great. So, what am I targeting? Is your build correct?
My build? I don't think so.
Your build, you're the only one who has him championed.
Right.
So, 5-5-3 is not the preferred build? Probably not. People seem to get all mushy for passive abilities.
I don't actually recall what the difference is between a 3-black and a 5-black, but the black power is the danger zone. And the other thing is he generates AP with his extra matches, unlike Banner, who gets attacks, gets moves, and then doesn't generate AP. He matches the best color for you.
How is he getting extra turns again? Someone explain that to me one more time.
Just as soon as the enemy has, 4 or more special tiles, he just automatically makes a match at the beginning of his turn.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that does sound hazardous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, especially if you're running a team, your Grocket team or your Polaris or something, he just eats you up.
For sure. Okay. That sounds great. Yeah, that's all I got on that guy. So there you go. 5-star Carnage. Prophet of Null.
Prophet of Nothing! Ray, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, there was a lot this week. I think we talked about there not being anything for a couple weeks, and everybody tried to make up for it. So let's start off with Samurai, who said that the new character clue, Black Blade Origins, this one's pretty easy. In the 15th century, the Portuguese invented what is called a carac black sword. It featured a cross guard that curved upwards, giving it advantage to trapping an opponent's blade in combat. It was forged such that the blade would more easily take a coat of black paint. This kept the sword from reflecting light, gave advantage to a nighttime usage, also mitigated issues of saltwater-inducing rust. Sword became a favorite of pirates and mercenaries. And who is second to none in being a shipborne mercenary? That's right, Batroc confirmed.
Wait, what? Batroc the pirate seems... All right. Oh, well, I almost stepped into that. I was going to say it seems like a leap, but that was an unintentional.
You should have just went with that. That was awesome.
I know, but I felt bad. I felt dirty.
Also, GodzillaFan67 had a few comments. In honor of the post with no content due to game having posted and repetitive content, I'm spewing forth the following thoughts and comments. That new Star Trek has Kirk's dad in it. The guy who played by Chris Hemsworth? No, the guy who played Black Bolt. That makes sense. In the original series, he ends up in a wheelchair and can't talk.
Black Bolt in the Inhuman series or Black Bolt in the MCU?
I don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Prondiac said yes.
I was just asking that person. I was more hung up on the fact that, is this from Reddit?
This is on the D3 forums.
All right, that makes... The D3 forums are, you know, a relatively smaller forum. I was more concerned that there are only 66 other Godzilla fans out there.
Well, I mean, you've got to be a pretty big Godzilla fan to make that your screen name, I think.
Right.
He like also Godzilla. Posted, in honor of Samurai's cat pictures, he posted a cat video, so you can go check that out on the D3 forums if you want to. I didn't get it, but, you know... It's a cat video. What do you want? He also said, are any of you into fantasy hockey league? And then that spawned a few comments. Fofobo says, I am and my team is named after your favorite ECHL team from Georgia. The fantasy hockey doesn't send a successful show derailment. I think the fantasy football will. Trying to derail us there.
Uh-huh. I see.
Inurgamash said Chaos 72 being a fantasy hockey league would be hilarious. That is accurate. I would distinctly just pick teams based on their team name. And finally, Auberman said, in regard to your featured character, Spider-Man 2099, great pairing for 2099 is Miles Morales. 2099 spams web tiles, and then every time the team matches a web tile, Miles generates AP for you. For a third, throw in Silk. Possible on the 4-star tier. Spider-Gwen is another good option because she will give you so much healing. Says, I prefer using 5-star Spidey since his powers, especially red, work really well with a lot of web tiles out on the board. So... It's a nice spider synergy segment there for you if you're looking for who to use with 2099.
Yeah.
All the rest of the comments, there are a couple other comments, but they are about the showdown, so I'm going to save them for that segment. So there you go. That's your mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. We don't know who's boosted. You wanted to skip that part?
Nope. There's why that someone took the time and care to craft a thoughtful speculation on a lot of those things.
All right.
So I am going to read it.
All right. Well, in that case, I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz.
We just want to pump.
We pump.
You up.
You up. All right. Let's see the speculation that I mentioned earlier. Let's see what we can come up with and see if I can help you in any way. And by help, I mean read you what is written for me, because I truly appreciate that. Everybody work together. We are also crediting, in addition to the legendary UNC Samurai, the Kissel and Spariza also helped to collaborate some what we're calling educated guesses of who might be boosted in the future. They feel very strongly that Kate Pride will be boosted, making her safe harbor protect tiles much stronger and her tile buffing more effective. The damage done from the Red Queen... and the damage done by her Black Repeater will both be increased. Here are some medium confidence boosted 4-stars on the way. We've got the Iron Fist, black damage ramped up, strike tile from the blue, and damage from green as well. Professor X, the 4-star version, so that you'll see more damage from a 5-match, better buffs from Blind Spot, and stronger tiles coming out of Psychic Convergence. And the Red Guardian appears to be boosted as well, possibly. And that guy makes some attack tiles that'll be better, some protect tiles that'll be better, and does some damage with his red. All right, now the five-star tier here is the high confidence is Immortal Hulk.
Ooh.
Seems likely that he is boosted. Green damage increased, tons of damage from his red, and he's going to deal more damage when he revives with his black ability. Here are some low confidence speculations, and they're encouraging you to pick three of these four which are possibly boosted. One appears to be Kitty Pryde, the five-star variety. One appears to be Okoye, possibly Apocalypse, and possibly Doctor Strange. So, in the event that it's Kitty, better protect tiles and stronger tile boosting once again. Better attack tiles from her red and repeater damage is increased. If it's Okoye, more red damage, additional damage based on the AP pool from the black, and restoring health from her indomitable spirit. In the event that it's Apocalypse, you will see increased red and black damage, better burst healing, and bigger protect tiles. And, of course, if it's 5-star Strange, more damaging Crimson Bands of Sidorak, and the Flames of the Faltine will do more damage. So, we've got a lot of continued speculation. Big maybes. The last slot could go to Wiccan, Kate Bishop, Monica Rambeau, Iron Spider, Star-Lord, or even newbies like Rhino or Gertrude. If they're on the list, your biggest allies are going to be Hobo Fist for his punches and strike tiles, and Melonhead for his tile buffing and 5 match damage. And then, in the bottom, 5-star scenarios. We have Scenario 1, I-Hulk and Kitty are boosted at the same time. This makes an interesting PvP meta of offense versus defense. Apocalypse is boosted with anyone, and immediately Pug becomes Apoc versus all comers. And lastly, I-Hulk and Okoye are boosted at the same time, and everybody is sad and cries.
That's accurate.
So, yes, once again, they'll probably boost some characters. It may or may not happen in a normal time frame. Things may or may not be reset. Bonus tokens, free crashes, random appearances of heroes. I feel like they're working overtime to promote this concept of the multiverse.
Oh, here's all the characters.
Yeah, all the characters at once. Sometimes they're in a crash, sometimes they're boosted. But all thanks for all the hard work, again, to the Kissel, Spuriza, and of course UNC Samurai. So that's who may or may not be boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Extra Mystified.
Extra Mystify.
All right, let's head over into the dodecahedron. Brought yes. to you, as always, by Terrified. And last week, Ray, we had Moon Knight versus Imperious Rex. Tell me why anyone would possibly vote for anyone except Imperious Rex.
All right, I will do exactly that. We got a couple comments. First one was from Bronny216, who said, "I'm just here for the Namor slander. I don't know much about him, but Ian has convinced me he's a wimp. I vote for Moon Knight."
Just Lord, people.
And Stinkpalm says, "Moon Knight uses the power of the moon to stop the tide. Namor swims up to investigate. Moon Knight uses the manipulation of moon rock in Mjolnir to send Namor flying out of the Earth's atmosphere until Namor suffocates." The end.
Yes! That was solid.
It was a strong showing. 77% of the votes went for Moon Knight.
You people make me sad.
Hey, when you get your own series, people will vote for you.
No dice. You people vastly underestimate the strength of Namor in the Marvel Universe. He is a complete wrecker of the world when he wants to be.
Is he? Hey, is he a wrecker? Know. Really? We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, I feel like Wrecker is probably more of a wrecker. Yeah.
Wrecker ain't one of the Illuminati, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, poor Namor.
All right, this week, however, yes. Ian, you're going first. What you got?
Oh, no. So, speaking of disappointing Atlanteans.
Why do you think I picked you to go first?
Let's talk about Good old Namorita.
It's like a Namor light. It's an Ida.
Yeah. Way light. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not super high on Namor, but I'm just not as down on him, especially not this week since I'm not up against him. But yeah, if my Namor light, I don't know how many school buses have killed Namor.
That'd be zero.
Probably one fewer than have killed Namorita. If the dodecahedron is underwater, I'm looking pretty good. If not, I can still fall back on my superhuman strength, speed, and stamina, agility, reflexes, and durability. But, I can fly, too. I got them little ankle wings. That's pretty dope. And my hearing's pretty good. Ooh, I can absorb electricity. You're not happen to be an electric shooting guy, are you?
Nope.
Ugh. That was the key. I don't know. Namorita, despite me being down on her, she's pretty strong. She's got a lot of very potent abilities, you know, in addition to all of her increased statistics. I don't even know who I'm up against, to be honest. It's been a long week.
Craig tried to give it away.
I did?
So this week, I randomly got Dirk Garthwaite, otherwise known as The Wrecker.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even notice that.
Oh, you got The Wrecker?
Yeah.
No way! Yeah. I love The Wrecker. I love his whole crew.
Yeah. So did I. I really liked
him. I have it
him.
Written in front of me. I still did not notice it in any way.
So The Wrecker, yeah, this guy was a construction worker who was empowered. He carries a Wrecker's crowbar. It is a 4-foot-long cast iron crowbar, which has become virtually indestructible through extensive contact with the Wrecker's enchanted skin. Wrecker has massive superhuman strength, superhuman stamina, durability, and a mystical link with his enchanted crowbar. I mean, this is like young kid's dream of a supervillain. Like, he is literally the Wrecker. You just take a crowbar to anything and tear it apart. I mean, I can see, like Owen really getting down with the Wrecker. Like, this, it's...
Oh, man, yeah. Owen's almost 8 now, so that might be... Maybe a couple years ago, if I had introduced the Wrecking Crew to Owen, he'd be like, that's a supervillain? That's amazing. He's slowly starting to outgrow his love of construction equipment.
But I mean, the first time when you're a kid, you pick up a crowbar and you feel the heft of that thing, you're like, yeah, I could be a supervillain.
Yeah, what a great... I mean, it's just useful. What a great zombie apocalypse weapon.
Right, definitely.
Yeah, why would you want a katana when you could have a crowbar?
Yeah, you might.
It's just as destructive, and you can use it to open things.
You might have gone a little far with a katana. I think I would pick a katana, but there aren't many things. But so there you go. I mean,
this is an apocalyptic situation, Ray. You need a weapon that is also a tool, not a sword that you're not trained with.
Well, I get it, but I've done a lot of training with a sword, so.
Well, you know, it's different. I'm talking about just an average person who's stuck in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I feel like people's katana training is limited, usually.
I think that's standardly true, yeah. But yeah, so Wrecker versus Namorita, again, I'm not getting in water, so I'm pretty sure that's going to be a little bit of a help there. Like, I'm going to hit you with this crowbar, though. I'm pretty sure that's going to be my strategy.
Yeah, I don't know if I can withstand the crowbar attack. I mean, I feel like, didn't you used to menace Thor all the time? Is that where I first saw the Wrecking Crew? In Thor comics?
I wouldn't doubt it, but I don't recall.
I don't know. I feel like...
The question is,
as far as power levels go, Namorita and Wrecker are surprisingly even.
Is he as good with the crowbar as the guy from Half-Life? Because that guy from Half-Life, he can swing a crowbar like nobody's business. Nobody's business.
Yeah. Super fast.
I mean, he had like, you know, I don't know what that crowbar was made out of. But it had no weight, but boy, it could pack a punch, because you could swing it real fast.
Yeah, I don't know. I like Namorita's chances in this battle. But I like Wrecker's pretty well, too. I can't throw a lot of weight behind either contestant, despite my obvious desire to win.
All right, so throwing up a poll in the Discord if you want to vote. You can message me on Reddit, D3 Forums, or you can come to Discord, the Puzzle Warriors Discord, and... just react, and that will vote. I don't have good emotes here, so Namorita is a margarita. Sure. And the wrecker is a wrench.
That's what I took from it.
So,
makes sense. He does a lot of construction work. A wrench is a fairly useful tool.
Yeah, there you go. So come vote, because otherwise, how will we know who wins?
True story. Ian, you got Steam open.
Oh, no. I thought there was a segment after this one. This whole new show layout is tough on me. Why don't you just let Ray open a token?
All right.
And then we'll get back to me before you open 30 tokens.
I'm opening 5.
Okay.
Well, I'm opening 1, so let's go. It is a 4-star The Thing Yancey Street Special.
Nice.
I didn't delay very long, so.
All right, Craig, whenever you're ready. I got tons of loading to do.
Yeah, all right. I got Gert, Dino Strike.
Oh.
I don't have a lot of Gert, so that's nice. Gamorpha.
Always good.
Cletus. So there's some 4-star Carnage. Another 4-star Ronin, Hawkeye. And last one, all 4-stars, 4-star Thanos. So that Gert's nice, because I know I don't have her fully covered at all.
All right, let's see what I can do. Hey, it's Star-Lord. Oldest trick in the book.
My Gert's now at a fancy 0-1-4.
Oh.
That's great. All right, well, that's the token. It's brought to you, as always, by this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me real quick about that podcast network.
It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It's available at soontobenamednetwork.com. It includes this and several other great podcasts. Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Was that quick enough?
Sure. Anything else for the good of the order?
No, I am prepared to conclude right now, knowing how sleepy you guys are.
Yeah, I appreciate that. comment, suggestion, shoot them Ray's way. Lots of good stuff this week. Hopefully we'll get more next week. Go to our Amazon page, buy yourself something there, and that would be nice. But that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, I bless the rain down in Africa. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.